Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Homeopathy World Community Blog Talk Radio, creating waves of awareness over the airwaves, via the internet, and by friends telling friends they care, working in unity to promote homeopathy around the globe. Every Sunday through Thursday, join us for a personal tour of Who's Reading the Organon, a show co-hosted by Vera Resnick and Debbie Bruck. We're challenging you to join us on our journey to complete Samuel Hahnemann's Organon in 1 year. Let's go.
Okay.
Hi, Debbie.
Good morning. Hi, Vera.
How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's just about 1 a.m. here for our first recording, and I understand you're up and up with the sunshine.
Right, the time difference is interesting.
Yes, we have to coordinate our times when we're halfway around the world. And I'd like to introduce you to the listening audience. This is Vera Resnick, a classical homeopath. And Vera lives and works and teaches in Jerusalem, Israel. She's been a classical homeopath for 6 years and studied the 4-year course in Tel Aviv. And then she studied Hahnemann's advanced methods with David Little through his online course. A lot of people are pretty interested in that and have said many glowing remarks. She's also been working with these methods for 5 years and has found them to be very, very good for her practice. And she's also been teaching classical homeopathy privately. Vera is especially interested in Boninghausen's methods, both in terms of case analysis and in terms of the therapeutic pocketbook. And hopefully she will refer to those often enough for me to learn a little something about them. Also, George, you'll have to help me with the pronunciation. Dimitriadis' book has been very influential for making this an amazing method more accessible. Plus, Vera is especially interested in proving symptoms. As an aside, Vera told me she has no personality. And at the same time, she is an amateur stand-up comic and also involved with music projects. Boy, we have a lot to learn about you, Vera. And you're an avid Terry Pratchett fan and read almost anything else? Okay, well, we're just very, very well-rounded people here.
That's right. Let me introduce Debbie, although Debbie really needs no introduction to many, many people. As the founder of the Homeopathy World Community, she is a homeopath, a social media guru, a graphic designer, a mom, a wife, and a grandma. Debbie's really passionate about getting the message out that homeopathy works and can benefit people of all ages for acute and chronic disease. She founded the Homeopathic World Community in 2009, and it's been growing in leaps and bounds. How many participants do you have, Debbie?
How many members?
Yeah.
Almost 2,000 at our one-year anniversary. It's pretty exciting.
Wow. Wow.
Lots. Yes, if everybody invites just one person, boy, that would really make a big difference, right?
Right. And I understand when you started the community, you thought it would be more for the general public, but it's become a real social network for homeopaths.
Exactly. My intention was for the Homeopathy World Community to be for everyone, families, for parents, for athletes, anyone who uses and loves homeopathy and the homeopathic remedies. But somehow it has manifested in this way to be a very close group of homeopaths, and eventually it will expand out to more types of people, more healthcare workers, and just everybody.
It's a real pleasure to co-host the show with you, Debbie.
Oh, I'm thrilled to have met you on HWC and to have connected in this way. It's going to be great for the whole community. Okay, Vera, would you tell us how the idea of studying the Organon as a community came about?
Well, first of all, there was I found that my approach to studying the Organon was a little different to the approach that I was taught. Many of you are probably familiar with the way of studying the Organon, where you go aphorism by aphorism very, very slowly. You get through one aphorism a week, a few weeks, a month. You analyze every word to death. And I found that, like, since I read a lot, I looked for the storyline, and I thought the storyline of the Organon, the message, is getting lost in the analysis. And I feel that it's important to read and then to understand, not to try to understand before you've read till the end of the sentence, the end of the paragraph, the end of the section. So that approach is already different. And then I started thinking, I started working with some students about the idea of making the Organon your own, to turn it into your own words. Even if they aren't perfect, even if they aren't experts, but making it yours, claiming it. So then I thought I would start blogging. I started blogging about a few months ago. I thought I'd start making it into my own words online, like through a blog, and see how the response was. Maybe some people would like to go along with me. The response was very nice, but I still thought people were a bit hesitant. It's almost as if the Organon is too holy to touch sometimes. People hesitate to just go in and read it, and they don't realize how much it is a manual of how to do homeopathy, and every practicing homeopath should refer to it, tell us how to do the job. So then I decided to challenge myself to do the whole Organon, complete it by Hanuman's birthday in 2011, and started speeding up with putting out the aphorisms in my own words on my blog. And at that point, Debbie came into the picture.
Yes. Well, what happened was you put a notice up on HWC that you were going to do this project for yourself, that you were going to give yourself a challenge and complete it in 1 year. And I thought, well, what can we take this and get more people involved, make it a living challenge for everyone, and we could all possibly put it into our own words or respond, give you more response to work off. And, you know, this is the whole thing with social networking. The way it works is comments, interaction, feedback. This is what really brings up the energy of the person to keep going. It's sort of like positive reinforcement. And so if everybody gets involved with this, everyone will benefit, and you will really have the stamina and the energy to keep going with your challenge.
It's one thing also, Debbie, you mentioned to me that you tried working through the Organon with a friend. And I think there are a lot of people who start working through the Organon with friends or with a small study group. But very often, it's difficult to maintain the energy. It's difficult to maintain the dynamic. And so I was working through my blog to try and create a dynamic that people would keep going and keep reading. And I think that this radio show can help increase that energy as well for everyone who is interested and who wants to go back in time and meet Samuel Hahnemann and hear his own words, not interpreted, not true interpreted, but just to read him, get to know him.
Yes, and when I started talking to you, I really felt this wonderful approach would help me. I mean, everybody wants a hand to hold, and I consider it like a study buddy when you're learning something. And to have as many people involved as possible we'll keep that energy going. And, you know, the days when you wake up and you don't want to go for that walk, or you don't want to do your exercise or practice your instrument, but if there's somebody there waiting for you, you're more likely to get going and do it. I'm very interested in learning how you went about to organize these aphorisms and create some order there so that it would make the study more meaningful and personal to each of us and to yourself.
Well, I found myself working, according to looking for what was practical. I found myself looking, again, trying to see where Hanuman was telling me, do this in a practice, do that. And I found many areas of the organon that are less noticed because they're in the back of the organon, about taste management, about using olfaction, about rubbing in remedies, all kinds of practical tips. If this is happening, do that. If that is happening, do this. And I felt that because I wanted to teach a homeopath, I would like to start with a practical aspect. I also found as a student, there was a certain amount of uncertainty when learning the organon. There was a feeling of, yes, we're learning principles, but what else can this book give us? And I think it's important for students to realize that the homeopathy, that the organon is a source for how to do this job. Therefore, I put quite a great stress in the way that I've organized the aphorisms for the show and also in my blog. I put a stress on the practical, and then we'll move from the practical to the theoretical and then back to the practical again. I'm also indebted to at least one member of the homeopathy world community who also pointed out the separation between practical and theoretical. I mean, it was Dr. Mohammed Rafiki who commented on my blog about this. And I think it's a useful distinction.
Wonderful. I really love to read the things, and I want to correct the way we speak his name, because it is Dr. Rafik. I did ask him specifically because I had been mispronouncing it. So, Dr. Rafik, we really appreciate your input on HWC for all of your wonderful forum discussions, blogs, chats, and everything else that you've provided for us. So he was another motivator for you for this program, huh?
Well, really, all the people who commented on my blog made me feel that there is some use here, some need here. And I wasn't just challenging myself. Through my own personal challenge, I was bringing something into the picture that would be useful for others.
Uh-huh.
So I really appreciate that feedback.
And what you said, one of the greatest booksellers is those people who write how-to books. So it's almost as if Hahnemann was one of the original how-to book writers. And you really picked up on that. So that's a great way to start with the practical. How can our listening audience participate in the show since we're beginning with these pre-recorded sessions?
Well, the first thing is that up to aphorism 252 is already on my blog, and the blog address will be on the group page for this show in Homeopathy World Community. And the first thing really to do is to get hold of your copy of the organon, whether it's the Verita translation in O'Reilly, whether it's the original in German. Start reading. Read along with the radio show. Now, we're going to structure the radio show after the ones relating to the aphorisms that are already up. We're going to structure the radio show that we have the show, and then the aphorism will appear on the blog. So your input will be valuable, and you might be interested after each show to do the aphorism, write the aphorism out in your own words, see how you would write it, and then come to the blog and come to the group wall as well and see what other people's comments, how their input can help you. Have a look at the blog, see if you really disagree with the way I did it, and comment, feel free, nicely. And and keep working through. That's really the most important part of it. We pick up so many initiatives in our lives and say, wow, I'm really going to do this. This is a great idea. And when you don't keep at it, you drop it after a week, a month, 6 months. Now this one, please God, will be continuing for a year. And it will be such a huge achievement to know at the end of that year that we've managed to keep going and that we have the Organon in our own words. And next year we'll go over it again.
It's beautiful. I'm so happy you're getting me off of my seat to do this, and that I'm not going to be able to give any excuses now because you're going to be there and we're going to be doing the show. And I know that there will be lots of listeners. So everyone else, we're going to be creating a special Homeopathy World Community group where you can comment as well as go to Vera's blog and comment there. And from time to time, we will be having some guest commentators on the show with us. Maybe you'd like to send us a message. If you're really a big commenter, we might want to have you on. And then also, from time to time, we will be telling your name and comments that have been uploaded to the websites. So this is going to be great, and I think we're coming close to time now. Oh, am I supposed to end? This is such an exciting adventure. I appreciate and thank you for letting us tag along for the ride while you complete your personal challenge.
Well, I appreciate that you're picking up on this because this will be so embarrassing if I don't keep up with all this.
Well, I suppose I don't like to think of embarrassing anyone, so yep, we'll do it. We definitely will complete the entire reading in the time span of a year.
Okay. To let listeners know, at the beginning of each show, we will be reading each aphorism.
Okay.
We'll be going through according to what type of book we have.
Okay.
And
it looks like
we've got forward continuing in future shows.
Okay. We're here. Thank you for all those people who were listening. I understand that we've had some difficulty with the sound, but that will improve over time. And if you have any questions or comments, we can see the chat and talk to you about that. Basically, we're asking you to follow along with the Organon reading each week, and we're going to have pre-recorded sessions to begin with. Vera, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Debbie. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can. Great. Actually, we have a little bit of
technology.
It is really something.
Let me correct something that we said during that session. We'll be reading the Organon along during the session. It won't be a reading of one aphorism and then discussion. We'll be reading and discussing the whole way through the session. Right, Debbie?
Correct. Yes. And we're still figuring out how to put the whole show together, and it will get smoother as time goes on, and we would like all of you to have some input into it by going on to the group that is just formed, and each day there will be a new discussion where the aphorisms will be uploaded and the blog talk will be also embedded into that set, so you'll be able to follow along and continue discussion. Obviously, we cannot... Yes.
Debbie, what would you like to add to the discussion? To this current...
What would I like to...
Encore, as you call it.
Well, the encore, you know, I was thinking that we could get started right into the aphorisms, but actually what we should do is say a little bit more about ourselves. Okay, Dudney says that she is able to hear us now, so probably our sound is coming in better. I put the sound level up to 100%. What we were learning, most people don't even realize that we did not even know each other 2 weeks ago.
Right.
And it was only because Vera put a little blog onto HWC and said, I'm going to do this project for myself. I'm setting a challenge to complete the Organon in 1 year. And we're going to have to catch up because she's already about 2 or 3 weeks ahead of us on her own personal blog. And you can also go to her personal blog. There's a link on HWC to click there and see what she's written about how she is kind of doing little mnemonics and little short statements to get it into her own memory and what it means and put it into her own words. So I'm just, it's all new.
One of the things we didn't talk about is how we each got into homeopathy. Would you like to talk about that?
Sure. I might have mentioned to some people that my kids were very sick young children, and I was at the doctor's office, it seemed like every week, with the typical sinusitis, otitis, bronchitis, allergies, and asthma. And this went on for many, many years, giving them traditional Western medication, and I didn't see an end to it, and I didn't see any improvement either. So one day, my husband, Rob, who is a member of HWC, he brought home a whole bunch of books, and I picked them up and started reading them. It just clicked with me. It sounded like this was the answer to prayers. This was the way to find a solution and get the children off of drugs and finally heal them. So that is really how I got started with picking up homeopathy. And I did do a lot of studying in numerous different classes. I can put that information in. And I have other things to say, but I'm going to give you a chance to tell a little bit about your background.
Okay, well, I came from a very varied background, including fashion design, which is what I was doing before I came into alternative medicine. I started into alternative medicine about 12 years ago, starting with reflexology, and I ran the whole gamut of many different modalities, and I kept feeling there was something missing. And when I showed up for an introductory lecture on homeopathy, I had no idea what it was. And the truth is, I think even in my first class after I signed up, I still had no idea. But I was hooked. I was amazed at the potential. And then when I started using homeopathy with my own family, it just became stronger and stronger.
And I think when people first get in touch with homeopathy, there's something that resonates for them, something that they see in their own life, and then they read in the books, in the history, that this is not just something in for our time, but it is something historically in every generation, the kinds of illnesses, obstacles, diseases that people are dealing with in their life throughout history. And that's why it makes so much sense. Like, oh, they've dealt with this also. So, and it doesn't seem to change. The way that we use our language, it continues the same when you have the language that you can find in the repertory, in the Materia Medica, in the provings. That's what resonates with us because it's familiar in our own lives.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I think also there are so many people who have become homeopaths through use of arnica, and they discovered what arnica can do.
Really, that's very true. I think we even tend to introduce people that way in a very gentle manner to say, because your little ones are falling over, bumping and bruising, or you, hit yourself with a hammer on while you're working in the house or any kind of thing, arnica seems to be number one remedy. And because people see that it works immediately, so it is rapid in acting, that it's hard to say this is not working. So mm-hmm. Arnica is really a good introduction to homeopathy for most people.
That very much echoes one of the things that Hahnemann says so often in his writings. He says, try it. He says, try it exactly as you should try it, and then decide if it's good or not.
Oh, we're going to have to find exactly where it says that, because I love that.
At several places, different places. I'm sure that anyone who's listening now, anyone who's connected on the group, could tell us as well all the different places where it says, try it. Don't believe
okay.
what I say. Don't take it on faith. Try it for yourself.
Yes. Okay, so that refutes anyone who says that this is just a faith-based type of medicine, but no, it's not. There's more to it than just faith, and we know that from many different angles, including the fact that pets can be, Kavi has left. Okay, so the fact that it works on little infants and pets and even on plants, those are living organisms that are not thinking in terms of, I believe this and so it's going to work for me. Instead, they're mm-hmm. just experiencing it, and their body and mental and emotional aspects of themselves are responding to the remedy.
Right.
I'm wondering if anybody on the group has anything else to add.
Are you seeing anything within the chat?
No, I think that what we do have is that they can hear us now, which is great. And and so you'll let me know how we are on time.
It's a whole new world. We have 3 minutes remaining.
Ah,
well,
good. We're looking
remaining.
At that. Okay. So if anyone has...
This is the part where we sing our special organon song, right? Oh, no, we didn't do an organon song.
We will have to make one. Okay, Kavi is back. We were asking Kavi where it says to try it. And it's not faith-based. But then we're going to be closing up today's show in about, because it's going to cut us off in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So we can talk about that in the group. So I think we need to put on our closing song.
Right. So,
and
so goodbye
we'll see
everyone.
You the next. Yes, we will see you tomorrow. Same
and
time, same station.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Who's Reading the Organon with homeopaths Vera Resnick and Debbie Brook on Homeopathy World Community Blog Talk Radio. Remember to take the Organon off the shelf and read it.